57, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy saving agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the oldest trained air conditioning service specialist in South Florida, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
God's spoken my spirit about sovereignty and he being sovereign God. To truly have dominion or walk in dominion, you must understand God is sovereign. Amen. You know, God is not trying to figure out what's going on in the world. He's in control of it. Amen. I don't care how bad it may look, how busy the devil may seem to be. God's in control of all the chaos. He's not trying to figure it out and doing something here, doing something there, patching something up here, fixing something there. God's in control of it. As a matter of fact, his sovereign will, there's no counsel against what God is doing. He's not in heaven on the throne biting his nails, wondering if, no. It's already set. This we need to understand. But it's like voting, if I can say it this way. Someone say, well, you know, God's going to put in office who he wants. Well, he will. Amen. But you as a citizen need to vote. Right. It's your responsibility. Well, one vote ain't going to make no difference. Let me tell you something. You may think like that, and you know, they're to each his own. But to just be passive like that, and you have children and grandchildren, or you just don't care. That says not something about you not voting, but that says something about you. Amen. About your character or lack of character. Amen. Amen. It's not about that. Well, one vote ain't going. No, don't even think like that. Get involved. Do your part. Amen. Because I'm convinced of this, whether Pharaoh gets in office or Joseph is in office, God's will is still going to be done. But the good part is that when the righteous are in authority, we can rejoice. But when the wicked are ruling, we mourn. So look at someone and tell them, do your part. Do it prayerfully. Don't base it on ethnicity or gender or on things that you've heard people say. Do your own research. It's a much bigger picture than you think. And whether you realize or not, the elephant or the donkey, all of them are just puppets in a global stage. And there's people in the dark that are working the puppets. But see, there's some that are bigger than them in the dark. And that will be our Lord who says, no, I have a sovereign will. And so no matter what happens, but that doesn't mean that we sit idle or passive. Mm-mm. We do what we can do. We're a force. So the sovereign God of the nations. First of all, he is the creator of all things. Give me Acts chapter 17, if you will, and starting at verse 22. But let me give you, as they're finding that, let me give you a definition of the word. This is just out of a Merriam-Webster. The definition of the word sovereign. Okay? Sovereign. It means having unlimited power or authority. Let me just throw a little something, a little caveat here, because it can be misdirecting when you hear so many say, God loves you, God is love. God is love. Amen. But He's sovereign. Amen. He's not under the law of love.
Amen.
He's the lawgiver.
Amen.
God loves who he will. Esau, I hate.
Amen.
Jacob, I love. Now, people try to push that portion of scripture under the rug. But God is not bound by law.
Amen.
You tell it everybody, God just love you. How you know?
Amen.
How do you know? God is above that law. There are even sins God says, don't pray for that.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, you just praying for everybody. You just want to bless everybody. God says, no, I ain't blessing them. See, you have to know him in his sovereignty.
Amen.
He's above the laws. He is the lawgiver.
Amen.
This ought to bring about a fear.
Amen.
A fear of God. A fear and trembling. Because listen, you're not entitled. Because you're saved. You're not entitled. You're not guaranteed anything. Now understand, we know God is the keeper and God does love us. But I want you to see he's above. People say God is in heaven. No, heaven is in God. Ah, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm going to get real big on you today. I said, God, heaven is in God. Amen. As a matter of fact, Psalm says that he humbles himself to enter into that realm called heaven. Because it's in him. Somebody say sovereign. All powerful. Almighty. He's everywhere all the time. It means a superlative in quality. Not limited. Sovereign means not limited. Having independent authority and the right to govern itself. A sovereign has the right. God governs himself. Ain't no laws that govern God. As a matter of fact, he'll oftentimes override the natural laws to rescue you from the mouth of the lions. Let me go on. This is right out of a Merriam-Webster. Having independent authority and the right to govern itself, a superlative in quality. Of the most exalted kind, supreme, having generalized curative powers. It goes on and on, and you can go to that dictionary or that app and pull it up and look at it yourself. But that sovereign God, he's sovereign. That spells so many wonderful things for us, his children. So let's go to Acts chapter 17, starting verse 22, and we'll read through verse 31. Now, let me give you just a little backdrop to this. Paul is at Mars Hill. This is in Athens. The Athenians, the Greeks and the Athenians, they were very educated. This is the educational hub.
Amen.
Where the smart folks,
Amen.
All the philosophers, you know, and they had all kind of gods and stuff. But these were the educated bunch, all right? So he's at Mars Hill, and he says, you can get it back up, yeah. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, you men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. That word superstitious is actually too religious. I perceive that you are too religious.
Amen.
Listen. I'm going to be on a lot of rabbit trails today because just people need help. Because it's easy to get bogged down in religion.
Amen. Amen.
In a method.
Amen.
Tell somebody, methods are not God.
Not God.
Yeah, so someone would be messed up if they missed one little beat. I was late. Or I missed prayer. I didn't fast that day. And their mind get messed up. But that's not God. God is sovereign. Now we want discipline, right? If you're not disciplined, you have no authority to speak discipline to anybody else.
Amen.
People don't want to follow those that are not disciplined. That's one of the key characteristics of leadership. Amen. Discipline. But discipline is not God.
Amen.
Paul addressed these superstitious or religious folk. You know, someone say, well, I missed Mass, or their mind all messed up. They ain't no good. They missed Mass last week. Well, God is the same last week. He's the same this week. Now, I'm not saying that we neglect our duties, right? But when things happen, this is where you need to know God is sovereign. When it doesn't go according to your schedule, when it's out of sorts, when it's something different than you've experienced before, God is still sovereign. God is not shaken by anything. Because you're still on course. Amen. Why? Because there is no counsel against God. It's not like something overtakes him. Because it overtook you. You didn't see that coming. God saw it coming. And a mark of maturity is that you are not shaken. You have character. See, character is like ABC. 1, 2, 3. What about that? ABC never changes. ABCs were ABCs when you were in kindergarten, right? Now you old baboon. Now they're still ABCs, right? They ain't changed. 1, 2, 3 was 1, 2, 3 when you were in kindergarten and before you were in kindergarten. Amen. When you leave here, 1, 2, 3 is still going to be 1, 2, 3. Why? It's characters. They don't change. Aren't you tired of people around you all the time that change up on you all the time? You have to check and see how they're going to be today.
Amen.
Which one's showing up? God doesn't change.
Amen.
And as an aspect of him in you, the Son in the sons, that wants to develop your entire life to where you don't change. And what I mean by not change, you don't go into deep in the valleys of depression,
amen,
discouragement, wondering if God is for you. Amen. You don't get so high and lofty that you get all proud and lift up and think you don't need God anymore. No, you have character. So whether God is blessing me or the devil is trying to fight against me, I remain the same. Why? Because my God has not changed. Destiny is still in place. I may not see it for a while, but I'm going to stay the course. Because why? I trust him. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own limited understanding. You're not sovereign, but God is sovereign. He sees the end from the beginning. And he knows right where you are. And this life is to teach you how to trust. One indication that you trust God when you come to church, you got some joy.
Amen.
Hello, you're not here looking, you know, your chin dragging the ground and your knuckles on the ground. You come here. Oh, Lord, it's Sunday. Got to go to church. He's sovereign. People are very religious. Even church folks are religious. They don't think you should tell a joke in church. Matter of fact, I got another good joke for you. I ain't gonna tell it to you right now. See, people are ignorant of the ways and workings of God. They think God is blushing at stuff.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.